and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And as we kick off this Easter Monday, spare a thought for those out in the countryside who suffer from poor broadband connection speeds. In fact, some areas of our MFR patch will have no broadband at all, more a case of not spots rather than hot spots. There's a huge divide between the fibre-optic, multi-meg, eye-watering download speeds of the city centres and the 6 million people right across the UK who live and work out in the sticks and have no access at all. The internet is now dubbed as the fourth utility, and with the government form-filling online now compulsory for farmers, it's hard going if you've only got snail-speed dial-up. If you suffer from poor speeds, we'd love to hear your story on MFR Farming. But I hesitate to give you the email address, farming@mfr.co.uk, in case you can't get it. Richard Jones, P.O. Box 271, Scorgooey Place, Inverness, IV38UJ is the snail mail, though. Do get in touch if you haven't got broadband or you've even got very slow connection and struggle as a result with your business. But now we're off to a rather tired John Scott. We've got him on the line from Fern Farm and he's been up on the night shift with the lambing just lately. The weather, though, is on his mind. Down on the farm at Fern.
Yeah, it'll be a bit damper than last time I spoke to you, Richard. That cold, wet spell we had at the beginning of the week wasn't that helpful, really, for lambing. Yeah, we did lose a few lambs outside, but you always get a lambing shower, as it were, at some stage, and, well, normally get a wee bit of snow as well. So we've had it pretty good. We can't really complain so far, but it's wet again now. At least it's warm and wet.
Did it do much damage to the animals rather than anything else?
Yeah, we lost a few lambs that were probably struggling for milk maybe in the first place, or maybe had other issues, and the weather just unfortunately finished them off. Sometimes you'll maybe have a ewe with a pair of lambs, and all she really needs is a bit of sunshine and a good bit of grass growth, and she'll come on the milk, and there'll be enough milk there then for two lambs. But if she's just struggling and she gets hit with a hard night, unfortunately one of the lambs might just die. These things happen, you know, it's just sheep farming.
That's life and death, as they say, on farms. And how is the calving going?
Calving's going well, touch wood. We're probably about a quarter, maybe even a third of the way through, getting some nice new calves, shorthorn calves, off the bull we bought last year from Southampton, me and Hill, Highland Captain. He's leaving some nice calves, some really nice colours as well. So pleased with that.
So that's the latest from Fern Farm, and we'll be catching up with John tomorrow, finding out how the spring barley crops are looking at the moment. And that'll be right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.